Overall, the number of vehicles in the federal government is approximately about 650,000. That is broken down into three sections. About 220 is over at the Postal Service. Another 215 are owned by various agencies around government. And then about 215 are the owned and leased fleet from GSA that we manage and control. The purchases that we do each year fall into that bucket. You're asking about 2010. We did our regular purchase, which is somewhere average about 70,000 to 80,000 a year. But however, this year we've had a strong focus on hybrid electric vehicles and really increasing the number of those vehicles within the federal fleet and also making those vehicles available to other agencies for purchase directly through their processes.
And obviously you guys, I know, had bought at one point like 5,600 hybrid cars, and then you recently just bought more at the end of the year?
So there was actually three separate purchases this year. One was continuing off the American Recovery Act purchase, where we bought approximately a little over 17,000 vehicles total. Of those, about 3,100 were hybrid electric vehicles, and that was back during the Recovery Act purchase. Then last spring, we brought another 5,600 hybrid electric vehicles through a single purchase there, just to bump up that number overall. And then we just bought, at the end of the fiscal year, a little bit over 200 hybrid vehicles for GSA's owned fleet. So we got a little bump there. We haven't quite put together the fuel efficiency increase numbers, but it's going to be pretty significant with that purchase. And one of the things is that the Recovery Act really kind of kicked this off and really spurred the opportunity to do this. And from that, we've committed to greening the fleet into the future.
About 17,000 vehicles, about 8,000, almost 9,000 of those seem to be hybrid or electric of some sort. Is the end goal to get all federal vehicles, or at least the ones that are owned and managed by GSA, into that hybrid electric class?
Our main goal is to increase the fuel efficiency of the federal fleet. Another opportunity that we have is to drive the market towards newer, cleaner technologies. At the end of the day, we would need to work closely with our customer agencies to make sure that we are making available vehicles that satisfy their mission needs and also providing them that service and delivering those vehicles. At the end of the day, you've got a huge spectrum of agencies and a huge, hugely different missions across the federal government, and each of those missions requires a specific type of vehicle to satisfy that.
Obviously, my experience of driving in hybrid, basically the same. They do the same thing as the gas vehicle. So where would there be a need, for instance, that maybe an agency wouldn't need a hybrid? Has anything come up like that?
In the sedan class, we are driving to increase the number of hybrid electric vehicles in the sedan class. One of the things that needs to be understood about the federal fleet is everybody kind of imagines federal employees running around town in sedans, but a lot of the federal fleet are working vehicles. They're light trucks, they're pickups, they're, Park Service, Forest Service, Department of Agriculture vehicles, Department of Interior type vehicles that have a different mission need. You need specific wheelbase clearances. You get into those kind of technical details. However, in the sedan class, which is where most of the hybrid electric vehicles are available on the market commercially, that's where we've been driving, and that's been a big portion of these purchases.
Yeah, I don't think people think about that. The fact is the Interior Department, National Park Service, and USDA, and I'm sure many others, that's part of the federal fleet. They think of, as you said, the sedan that picks up the political appointees and the VIPs around the town. But I think that's a great point that some things you may still need gas for. Obviously, there's a lot of benefits to greening the fleet, especially the stuff that is around town that's short trips. Talk about what GSA has seen so far, just in terms of either savings of gas or savings of money or just overall benefits more generally.
Speaking to those specific purchases I mentioned earlier, over a seven-year period, the 17,000 purchase from the Recovery Act will prevent 334 million pounds of greenhouse gases from entering the atmosphere and save about $40 million in fuel costs. And this is, again, part of the drive towards creating more sustainable clean energy. And then jumping over to the 5,600 hybrid purchase, that saved us a million gallons of fuel and reduced greenhouse gas emissions by about 9,000 metric tons annually.
A lot of these cars were just bought in the last 18 months, the last 2 years at most. Are you guys seeing some of the benefits already, or does the cost on the front end, where, because hybrid cars tend to cost more than regular gas-powered cars, is that cost has not been equaled out yet?
It's important to look at what you're actually talking about in savings. And one is, I mentioned the $40 million in fuel cost savings. But it's also, as we are looking towards a clean energy economy and making the government more sustainable, you have to take into account that saving on the amount of GHG emissions into the environment, saving and reducing the amount of foreign oil consumed. I mean, the 17,000 purchase saved over 400,000 barrels of oil. Those are savings that play themselves out over time.
I want to touch base on plans for 2011 and beyond. Obviously, there's hybrid cars, but now Chevy's obviously going to come out with the Volt, the big electric car. Other, I think, car companies also probably looking at similar types of cars. What's GSA's plans? Are we going to see, you know, little electric-powered golf carts taking Administrator Johnson from place to place around the city?
That would certainly be clean. The next steps are moving towards what is going to be available out there in the commercial market. One of the most important things that we want people to take away from what we've done in the past year is that this isn't a check-the-box scenario. This is the beginnings and the early stages of the government moving towards acquiring these vehicles in larger quantities. We are hopeful at the next steps in the plug-in electric market, which coming out in the near future, it appears that there's going to be a variety of choices and a number of companies and manufacturers that are going to be offering those vehicles, and we're excited to see what that looks like so that we can then work hard to move that into the federal fleet.
I know you don't have your budget yet for 2011, but do you have some initial plans in terms of we want to buy X amount of cars that are, and of those, a percentage is going to be hybrid or electric?
No, we haven't set any hard and fast numbers like that, but we are definitely looking at making those kinds of purchases and, you know, moving that direction in FY11 and then obviously into the future.